I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It's Fashion Week in New York, and that means parties and lots of runway action. Now supermodel Veronica Webb, who spent plenty of time on the catwalk, has teamed up with Tim Gunn, who led the show Project Runway. They're co-host of the new reality show, Tim Gunn's Guide to Style. It's got a simple premise: when you improve the way you look, other things in your life improve too. Veronica Webb's been a pioneer in getting African-American faces into fashion. And now, after taking some time to focus on her two daughters, she's jumping back in the game.
You know, I think it's a struggle for every working mother. When I was a kid, my mom had two jobs and she went to school. And somehow, you know, we never sacrificed. I don't know how she did it. And when I went from being a stay-at-home mom for 5 years, I had my girls are 16 months apart, they're 3 and 4 now, to working 50, 60 hours a week. So it was a huge adjustment. And about the second week, I started to have a breakdown because, you know, you feel so guilty because you want to be there at all times for everything. And my husband said, you know, it's really important that, you know, the children understand that wealth requires sacrifice and that their mother has a career and a career that she likes and that she's capable of taking care of herself. And that requires sacrifice. And as long as it's you and I who do it, honey, and not the kids, it's okay.
Now, I want to go back in time a little bit. You became the first Black supermodel to win an exclusive contract for a major cosmetics company. And you already had gained some fame before then, but did that break you into a new phase in your life?
Yeah, in many ways, because it gave me a degree of financial independence that I didn't have it before. It's like the difference from going from Broadway to movies, basically. And also, you know, it opened a floodgate. And Tyra Banks got a contract. Tomiko got a contract. And you still see that influence today. I mean, who would have thought like 10 years ago that Queen Latifah would be the face of CoverGirl? And she represents that company so well and sells so many cosmetics for them.
So what's it like to be beautiful?
People ask me that question a lot. And I think that anyone can become beautiful at any time. It's really a question sometimes of the right haircut, the right dress, getting your confidence up because you're taking care of your body and you're making it vital. And that's a lot of what happens on the show. You know, women call us up. They want makeovers. They want help. They want to dress differently. So when we get there, we really put the work on them because everyone has an image in their mind of what they think is beautiful and how they think they would look the most beautiful. They just don't know how to make it into a reality. And that's what Guide to Style is about, really teaching people the basic principles of putting yourself together in the way you feel most beautiful.
What's the most fun that you've had with someone who's come on the show?
The most fun? Let's see. Our premiere episode was Rebecca Pinino, and she was a young newlywed. She was 25, and she had moved 21 times between the time she was 13 and 21. No, actually 13 and 18. And she thought everything was hilarious. You know, when I went through her underwear drawer, you know, to see if she was wearing the right kind of bra, she thought that that was hilarious. And everything was a gas for her, and it was a lot of fun. It was very light and easy. One of my favorite episodes was which is coming up is Jeanne Swindley, and she was 5'2". She had lost 162 pounds, and you know she was clocking in at about 175 when we got to her, and she had lost all her weight through diet and exercise, and she had the life that she wanted to have. She had the husband she wanted. She had the job she wanted, and the word obstacle was not in her vocabulary. Everything to her was just a challenge. I said, you know, GM, you know, how did you end up weighing, you know, over 300 pounds? She said, you know, I ate too much and I sat around. That's how it happened. And then when I asked her how she lost her weight, she said, well, you know, I decided I wanted a husband, so I knew I had to do it over the internet because I really, you know, had to work with my personality in order to make that happen. And you know, she has a really attractive husband who loves her to death, who married her unconditionally. And then I said, well, why did you lose the weight? She said, you know, I just thought it would be more fun if I could move around more. And so her attitude was just so straightforward. And, you know, there was nothing self-pitying or nostalgic about it. And it gave me an attitude makeover. You know, from now on, whenever something is bothering me or I think I can't get something, it's, you know, I just, you know, I think of GN. I think, okay, well, what do I want and how am I going to do it?
So, Veronica, do you ever have to take the choke collar and just yank it and say, we're doing this. I don't care if you don't want to.
Well, here's the thing. You know, we don't force people to do anything. On the other hand, what you have to do, though, is break bad habits. You know, a lot of people buy clothes that are way too tight or way too loose or, you know, way too juvenile or far too dowdy for the age that they are. People also get stuck in you know, wearing too much makeup or no makeup. And it amazes me sometimes the transformation that people go through from the beginning of the show till the end. Like, for instance, we had a doctor and she was extremely petite and really young looking. And there was just no way I would have trusted her as a physician the way she was dressed when we first got to her. I wouldn't let her treat my child. I wouldn't have taken her advice. I might have given her some money for, I don't know, for the TV if I was in the hospital thinking she was a candy striper, but I would never have taken her seriously as a physician. And, you know, I don't know what that says about me or about our culture, but when we really got her in, you know, a beautiful suit and some grown-up clothes, the whole way she carried herself and the way she walked and the way that she came across when she entered the room had the kind of gravity that you expect a physician to have.
You seem to really indicate that, especially with that last transformation, that people can change when how they look changes. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that there is an enormous amount of energy that goes around a room when a person walks in and, you know, and they look like they're just ready to do whatever it is that they're supposed to do. And, you know, and also, it feels really good to feel attractive. It feels really good to feel well put together, to feel like, you know, someone who can be interesting and admired even before you open your mouth. You know, you could be a rebel, a dreamer, a slut, or a lady, depending on how you dress. And I think that that's a lot of fun.
Well, Veronica, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Veronica Webb is a former model. You can catch her co-hosting Tim Gunn's Guide to Style on Bravo.